The measure passed the Republican-controlled Senate on a party-line vote. Juno sponsor Scott Fitzgerald made the case that his plan is necessary to beat who he calls activist judges to the punch. He says Wisconsin's equal protection laws are similar to those in Massachusetts, where that state's Supreme Court ruled in 2003 that gay unions are legal.
This is not a fight we went looking for. Unfortunately, a Supreme Court in another state set the stage for what became very quickly a wildfire that spread across the nation.
A wildfire that's taken the form of debates like this one in Wisconsin. 19 states have written prohibitions on same-sex marriage into their constitutions. In no cases have voters rejected such a ban. What bothers Senate Democrats about this plan is the part that would prohibit civil unions. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach said he'd support an amendment that defines marriage as between a man and a woman. But he says banning civil unions takes people's rights away. Erpenbach says that unfairly targets homosexuals and does nothing to protect marriage.
You can't help who you are. You are who you are. We can't change it through constitutional amendment. We can't change it through legislation. We can't will someone to be straight. We can't pass any law under the sun to make somebody other than who they are.
Green Bay Democrat Dave Hansen supported this ban the last time it came up. This time around, he voted against it. He told senators about a voice message recently left at his office where someone called for a, quote, open season on gays.
It has been increasingly clear that this act is not about celebrating marriage as we know it. Instead, it has been usurped by those who would use it instead for political gain in the upcoming elections and to spread fear and foment hate.
Democrats tried repeatedly to change the plan. Any new wording would have started the process of amending the Constitution all over again. That would have delayed it from going before voters. Milwaukee Democrat Tim Carpenter is the only openly gay member of the Senate. He suggested to his colleagues that divorce is a bigger threat to marriage than gay unions. He told them that if they want to protect marriage, they should prohibit divorcees from remarrying.
And the only reason why I bring up divorce, and I know there's some members in this body that have been divorced, and I make no moral judgments about that. But I also ask you not to make moral judgments about me.
The measure now heads to the state assembly, where it will likely pass. Senator Fitzgerald says it will then face the real test.
This is not the final stop, and I don't want that to be lost. The people of Wisconsin will vote on this. That is, in essence, what we are doing, is simply formulating what that question will look like that will be presented to the public. We are not the final stop.
The plan will go before voters next November. It will share the ballot with other high-profile contests, including the races for governor and attorney general. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.